Good afternoon, it's 12 o'clock and welcome to the Money Web at Midday Show. My name is Ryk van die Kerk. Most international markets are trading higher this morning, although the JSE seems a bit more cautious, and this could be due to a slightly stronger rand, which is inching closer to the 14 rand to the dollar mark. Naspers also down more than 1%. On the corporate front, Alexander Forbes appointed David de Villiers as its new CEO to replace Andrew Darfour, who was fired last week. And I don't think companies such as Alex Forbes can or would find a CEO within such a short period. It's less than a week. So it seems as if a lot happened behind the scenes before Darfour was even fired. The APSA PMI also fell to an 18-month low in August, and this just underlines the regression of the economic activity in our economy, and it doesn't bode well for any material economic recovery in the third quarter. And I'll speak to Rowan Williams of Nitrogen Fund Managers in a minute about these and other stories. But first, let's look at the indicators. The JSE All Share down 0.07%, Resources down 0.5%, Industrials down 0.15%, Financials down, Financials has gained 0.5%, the Gold Index down 1.1%. On international markets, the FTSE 100 has gained 0.2%, the DAX 0.7% higher, the CAC 40 0.3% to the good. The Nikkei earlier in Southeast Asia, the Nikkei gained 0.5%. Shanghai up 1%, while the Hang Seng up nearly 0.3%. Let's look at some individual shares that are performing well. Aspen up 4.6%. Clicks has gained 4.4%. Pioneer Foods 3%. Imperial 2.7%. MTN also 2.3% higher. On the downside, Northam down 3.3%. Implats 2.5% down. Anglo Gold 1.8%. Bats also down 1.7%. AB InBev 1.7%. So the big hitters are a bit under pressure. Naspers 1.2% currently. Let's look at the currencies. The Rand is trading at 14 Rand and 7 cents against the US dollar, 18 Rand 37 against the pound, 16.35 against the euro. The euro is trading at $1.16 and the pound at $1.30. Bitcoin is trading at $6,612 or 98,600 Rand. Gold is trading at $1,185. Platinum at $812. Brent crude up another 0.4%, currently standing at $83.15. On the capital market, the R186 is at 9.01%. Well, Rowan Williams of Nitrogen Fund Managers is on the line. Rowan, welcome to the show. Alexander Forbes appointed a new CEO in less than a week after they fired Andrew Darfour. The share price has reacted positively. It's up nearly 7%. What do you make of this?
Yes, it is an interesting development. I think, it was a bit surprising last week seeing the sort of sudden removal of Andrew Darfour as the CEO. And as you were indicating, it does appear that had been in the works behind the scenes, that I think this is a very credible appointment and a very positive appointment for Alexander Forbes in the form of a very experienced executive, particularly in the employee benefit space, coming from well-respected Sanlam Stable. So I think it is positive, but yeah, it does indicate, I think, that there was some preparation that had taken place.
Yeah, he has been at Sanlam since 1993, so one of those career individuals at Sanlam. He was a CEO of Sanlam Structured Solutions and also CEO of Sanlam Employee Benefits. It begs the question, do you think he's the man to actually execute the pretty decent strategy of Alexander Forbes, which Andrew Darfour couldn't?
Yeah, well, obviously, ARC indicated they'd been fairly vocal in the replacement, what has transpired to be the replacement by a Sanlam or previous Sanlam executive, and we do know the relationship there as well. So it looks like ARC possibly tapping its network to find a replacement. Look, I guess time will tell. I think the strategy, as you mentioned, looked reasonable. Maybe the execution, they weren't happy with some of the personnel appointments as well. Possibly a local manager who has got a better understanding, maybe appreciation of the local environment, I think would be better suited for Alexander Forbes, and that's who they've got running the show now.
Yeah. The APSA PMI also fell to an 18-month low in August. Now, I never really, take it. This PMI is not always the best indicator, but the magnitude of the drop is significant. It is at an 18-month low, and it really suggests that the economy in the third quarter did not perform well. Of course, we are in a technical recession after the first two quarters showed negative growth. This, of course, does not bode well for the rest of the year, and economic growth is what we so desperately need.
Yeah, so it is quite concerning. It is somewhat of a leading indicator as well. So if we were anticipating or hoping for any sort of pickup in the economy after the very weak first two quarters that we've had, this seems to indicate otherwise. I think what you are seeing is government being quite concerned, obviously, implementing or instituting the stimulus package. And all the other indicators that we're seeing, consumer-based indicators indicating quite a significant slowdown. And I think the even revised downwards GDP growth numbers that we're seeing may be difficult to achieve this year.
And add to that the record high fuel price we'll see on Wednesday, and that's the manufacturing industry will definitely be one of the industries that will be the hardest hit.
Yeah, so that is quite concerning. I know government attempted to sort of delay the inevitable last month, but what we're seeing is a 1 rand general increase in the price of petrol on 3rd of October, very negative. We do know how important the consumer is to our economy. So, a low point, and unfortunately in the short term, barring, I guess, stimulus and some sort of intervention, we can't see a change in the trajectory, which is quite concerning.
Yeah. Some good news, maybe that is a matter of perspective, is the rand, maybe approaching 14 rand to the dollar, which for many of these, imported products would be positive and may even benefit the fuel price in the next month. And that is the, if we see a slightly stronger rand, and maybe it's seeing it a lot stronger than what we currently see.
Yes, I think that is quite positive. We did see some good trade figures out on Friday. Obviously the feed-through loop in terms of a weaker rand and increasing inflation is what would be worrying, I guess, getting into some sort of stagflation type situation. I think we have seen inflation fairly benign, and the stronger rand will obviously moderate the rand-based oil price increases, which could sort of just stem the continued increases that we're seeing. So I think that is positive. I think some of the concerns and the rand selling off so strongly have been quelled, and hopefully we will see a stronger rand, which could just improve the overall outlook.
But looking at the major indices on the JSE, they are all in red except the financial sector, and this is in an environment where there seems to be quite positive investor sentiment. All the significant foreign indices or leading indices are trading higher. Is this another case where when the rand weakens the hedges doesn't react, but when it strengthens they do?
Yeah, I think it is part of it, because obviously when the rand is weakening, there could be that could be driven by global sort of risk off concerns. So you are seeing share prices go down globally, the rand weakening, and so the rand hedge is not performing, but as the rand strengthens, so they come down, which makes it quite difficult for the JSE to perform. So it is very sector dependent, a stronger rand, as we said, inflation positive, and then that'll be good for financials. So we are seeing this sort of duality in the market, depending partly on the direction of the rand.
Yeah, but we'll continue to see volatility, and maybe that is the new normal.
I think in the short term, certainly, globally, markets sort of are holding up quite well. We have seen U.S. rates hardening, and I think that's the forecast going forward. So it's going to put a lid on any sort of major price appreciation. So some of this currency volatility that you mentioned feeding back into share price volatility, and I do think we will be range bound with volatility for the medium term at least.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Rowan. That was Rowan Williams. He is from Nitrogen Fund Managers. And that's it for this Monday edition of the MoneyWeb at Midday Show from myself, Rijk van die Kerk, and the MoneyWeb team. Thanks for tuning in.